Shane Gostisbehere joins us right now here live from the Wells Fargo Center. Shane, what a great day here, as always, at the Carnival. You've been part of a couple of these, and it's one of those things that, you know, allows NHL players and professional athletes to get a little, gain a little perspective and do some great work.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's cool to, you know, interact with the fans and whatnot on a, you know, more personal, different level. I mean, obviously we're on the ice and we're not really paying attention to that stuff, but it's cool just to be in a laid-back situation, just having fun.
One of the things, you got involved in your hometown, the shooting that happened down there, and you got involved in that, and you're doing good work in the community. Important for players when you get to the NHL level to do that and give back to their communities around where they grew up and certainly where you play.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely have a foundation, the Ghost Bear Foundation, based out of, you know, not only Philadelphia, but, you know, little hockey stops throughout my career. I mean, obviously, with that, you know, that mass shooting in Florida, where I'm from, and, you know, where I play college hockey in Schenectady with youth hockey there. So it's little bits and stops. I mean, we're professional athletes. We have the platform to, you know, really get our voices out there and really help the community.
Let's talk about this team right now. And you guys battled back yesterday. What a battle that was to come back against a really good club in Tampa Bay, down 4 goals. Take me onto that bench real quick when you guys are down. Guys not sagging, obviously, because you mounted that comeback. What's kind of being said on that bench when that happens?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you see it's 5-1, there's 10 minutes left in the period, and third period, it's definitely, you know, a little demoralizing. But, you know, I think guys, you know, we realize, you know, once we get one, you know, we got two, and then, you know, we just kept going. And
did you feel the momentum at that point?
Yeah, it was weird. It was something I really haven't felt before in my career in the NHL, and just, you know, you don't really score goals like that in the NHL in 6 minute spans. So, you know, it was fun. I mean, I remember when Simmer scored that fifth goal to tie it, we were pretty pumped on that bench. We were jumping around, but, you know, it sucks, you know, we couldn't finish it, but, you know, again, there's a lot of positives to take away from that game.
It's the range of emotions of a game. You know, you're so dejected down 4, and then boom, you come back and tie it. Let's talk about your game and the adjustment you made over your career. I mean, you came into this league, and boy, you lit it on fire, and a flair for the dramatic. And now throughout your time playing in the NHL, you've really improved your defensive game. Your offensive game has not suffered. How do you feel in your development as an NHL player?
Good. I mean, definitely, you know, from my first year to now, I mean, you could definitely see some leaps and bounds, you know, on the defensive side of my game. But, you know, I think, you know, what made me is my offensive side. And I wouldn't say I have the flair for the dramatics, but, you know, I like to rise to the occasion in those situations. And, you know, if it's an overtime or making a big play at the end of the third period, you know, you can count on me.
Yeah, you had an overtime winner to start off this 5-game homestand against Arizona. And you talk about, you know, it is a flair for the dramatic, because certain players in sports in key situations raise the level of their game. And maybe it's not a tangible thing, or certainly nothing you can put your finger on, but have you always been that way? And, I mean, look, we know what you did at Union in the Frozen Four here, the MVP, and your numbers were off the chart. So this is something I imagine has followed you around for your entire playing career.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never one to shy away from, you know, that big moment, that big spot. And, you know, it's what you dream of as a kid, you know, scoring the big goal and everyone's happy and whatnot, and you celebrate. And so, you know, I always want that feeling. So I think that's a little drive inside me. And, you know, I just, you know, I want that spotlight and I want that feeling. And, you know, more importantly, I want to win it for the team.
Let's talk about, you know, growing up in Florida. And, you know, that's not necessarily the easiest path to the NHL, playing youth hockey there. How's the game grown down there? And you see how it's grown around here in Philadelphia. I mean, there's quad rinks everywhere. It's crazy what's going
on,
right?
It's crazy. I mean, you're almost just seeing double rinks now. You're going to these facilities. There's 6 rinks and roller rinks.
And they're all full.
Yeah, and it's good to see. I mean, hockey's a growing sport. And, you know, especially in a place like, you know, Florida, where I'm from, and then you got Arizona, where Austin Matthews is from. Just, you're going to see more and more of this in the NHL, more guys popping up from, you know, not the essential hockey hotbeds, and it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, it's definitely great growth in the game. Let's last question for Shane Gostisbehere. I'm asking everybody this question today. You're a guy, you got a bomb for a shot. And a lot of times you think, well, a big guy's got to have the bomb. How did you develop the bomb?
It's mechanics. I mean, you look at guys in the MLB, they're skinny, they're 100 pounds, and throwing the ball 100
PGA
miles an hour.
PGA, too, small
guys. Ricky Fowler is in at 300, but, you know, I mean, it's just mechanics. I mean, if you work on something and you get good at it, you know, it's going to become a normality for you. So, you know, it's a lot of time, a lot of a lot of mom's dryers,
a lot of
walls,
repetition,
and
right?
Broken mirrors, but it's all worth it.
Yeah, I imagine if you just shot against a brick wall, you would have knocked it down at some point with all the work that you did on that shot.
Chip away at it.
Is there any goalie that confounds you more than anybody else?
Bobrovsky, he's so good. I mean, he's so good laterally set aside, but
and down low, right?
Yeah, down low. He's so quick, and he makes the athletic ones. It's weird. He makes the hard saves, but sometimes he doesn't make the easy one. But
yeah, you saw one of those earlier against.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but you know, he's got my number, but I'll get his. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna have plenty of time, and we'll see the Columbus Blue Jackets coming up in a couple of games. As a matter of fact, Shane, enjoy the rest of the carnival. Thanks for doing this. Good luck coming up Wednesday and the rest of the season. We appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks for having me.
Shane Gostisbehere joining us here from the Flyers Wives Carnival.